Chapter 3.
But I don't see the problem. It's 2 weeks to the opening show, and we've already got 15-second idents going out every half hour in selected areas, and full 30-second spots going out every hour on the hour all across the network, syndicated to every market. I don't see what else we need to...
Without turning from the window, everyone in the room just seen his black silhouette against the trees and rooftops of Burbank. Stephen Stelfox simply holds up his right hand with forefinger extended. Like a man hailing a cab, he is certain he is going to get. And the speaker, Danny Plessman, ABN's new vice president of marketing, immediately falls silent along with the rest of the room. Stelfox turns, smiling, looks Plessman pleasantly in the eye, and says softly, with no hint of rancor, a very bad sign indeed, "Why are you calling me a cunt?" Silence for a moment. Plessman, confused, saying,
Excuse me?
"A cunt, Danny."
"Danny, is it?"
"Yes. You seem to be calling me a cunt. I'm simply asking you for a little more help in marketing this show properly, and your reaction is to call me a cunt and tell me to go fuck myself in front of all these people."
A few of the boss's inner circle are fighting smiles now.
"I certainly didn't mean to..."
"What have I ever done to you, Danny? Except make your poxy fucking network billions of dollars in advertising revenue, I mean."
"Stephen, please... All I'm saying is that we, the network, feels we're doing enough to ensure..."
"Here's what's going to happen,"
Stelfox says, resuming his seat at the head of the huge oval conference table.
"We're going to increase those 15-second idents to full ads. And I don't want to hear this selected areas fucking nonsense ever again. Everything goes out everywhere."
"How do you mean every..."
"I mean every fucking where!"
Stelfox screams.
Plessman jerks back in her chair. "I mean that next week I'm going to fly out to the tiny hamlet of anal fucking sex, Arizona, and I'm going to find the most arse-backwards street in that shithouse town, and I'm going to get hold of the most ancient, dried-up cunt of a granny on that street, the one who watches maybe 5 hours of fucking TV a year, and I'm going to ask her when the show starts and what channel it's on. And if she can't answer me instantly and to the exact minute, I'm going to fly back here and I'm going to come into your office and I'm going to cut out your ovaries with a rusted fucking Stanley knife and eat them in front of you so that you'll never spawn a fucking kid who can one day grow up to call me a cunt in a marketing meeting."
Plessman goes to say something, thinks better of it. She's looking around the table in a can-this-be-happening way, looking for support. She finds none, and it really is happening.
"And if anyone upstairs has a fucking problem with that, then tell them to call James Trellick at Trellick & Co., and we can start having a chat about my contract, which is, and it's frankly incredible that I need to remind anyone of this, up for renewal after this fucking season."
Pause. Silence. People shuffle papers, play with their pens. Stelfox reaches for a pastry, bites into it, and says through a mouth of flaky dough,
"With me?"
"I'll pass that along,"
Plessman says, managing a defiant smile.
"Thank you, love."
Stelfox smiles back, still chewing.
"What's next?"
"This lawsuit," says Evan Litt, ABN's vice president of legal and business affairs. "The girl from last season who's in an institution. Her family says you mentally unbalanced her on the show."
"Oh, fuck me,"
Stelfox sighs. "It's going to be a long day."